Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
Welcome to another hour dedicated to the notion of enlightenment. An hour for inquiry and reflection, all in an effort to understand exactly what enlightenment means and what it might just be to be enlightened. An hour devoted to exploring the edge of consciousness and all that is implied thereof. An hour that recognizes the nature of the subjective experience as being at least as important as the objective reality we reside within. Indeed, an hour for the open-minded, willing to examine their deepest beliefs. An hour designed to help us go further inward and perhaps challenge some of those old ideas about the world we live in and the people we have become. This is an hour where we strive to evaluate knowledge as inseparable from the total experience of reality. I'm Eldon Taylor, and this is Provocative Enlightenment. Now, this is our first live show since early last month, and the first for 2012. So before we get started today, we want to wish you all an absolutely fantastic new year. Indeed, to that end, we have dedicated today's show to providing tools and techniques to assist you in realizing your personal goals and ambitions. I think of this show as the resolution solution. All right, our chat room opens the moment our show goes live, so you can join my partner, Ravinder, there now. She is here in the studio with me to monitor our chat room and see that your comments and questions do get on the air. She's also going to play special guest today. But you can log on by going to Eldon Taylor, that's ELDONTAYLOR.com/chat. Okay, Ravinder, time for your lines. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, everyone. Happy New Year. We are in for a marvelous 2012, and I look forward to sharing lots of them with you in the chat room. That's ElDonTaylor.com/chat. So we are here every Tuesday. Come join us.
All right. Before we get started with today's subject, it is our custom to share a few of your letters as our way of paying respect to the importance you play in helping us to shape our show and improve it in every way. Over the holidays, I received many cards and letters. Thank you all. Most of the letters were general notes of praise for our show and for our patented InterTalk programs. We are truly appreciative. Alan wrote, I love your work. Well, Alan, we do love that you do love it. Lisa wrote, thank you for your InterTalk CDs. I have benefited so much from their use over the past 2 years. Rosemarie wrote, I've been listening to Hay House Radio and studying the Course in Miracles for almost 7 years now. Wonderful to have you doing the work of peace. Thank you. Catherine wrote, I was delighted to discover your Hay House Radio program. My studies of recent years have been of the focus that the mind creates all things in our lives, so your programs are key to these changes. Well, you know, I share your conviction, Catherine. The mind can be our healer or our slayer, and it's up to us to choose the program we engage. Ash wrote, borrowed your book, Mind Programming, from the library recently with the free CD inside. I had a lot of anxiety and fear a week back. After listening to the CD, things seem to be more peaceful now, and there is no more fear or anxiety. Something is working. Well, now that would be the Serenity CD that comes with the book, Mind Programming, which just happens to be on sale at Amazon right now for about $10. And the CD comes free with the book. If you haven't purchased this one yet, I strongly urge you to order your copy today. Vesta wrote, Quantum Younging. I am keeping daily notes, sleeping longer, body remarkably refreshed, increased focus and energy, and more. Well, I love to hear it, Vesta. That's one of my favorite InterTalk CDs, and I play it almost every day. Wade wrote, I have been interested in how the mind works since I was a child of 8 or so. I am now 60 years old, and I am devoting the rest of my life to personal growth. So believing in oneself is, in fact, knowing that I will succeed in whatever I set my mind to do. I believe that InterTalk is a valuable resource in helping me to enable myself to be all that I can be, mind, body, and soul. Well said, Wade. In March of this year, Hay House will release my newest book, I Believe When Believing in Yourself Matters. And you know what? It turns out that believing in yourself always matters. The book's packed with the latest of science. But, you know, here's the bottom line. If you want to be watertight, don't pull the plug. Emma wrote, I attribute so many wonderful changes in my life due to your products, and I promote them among my clients and friends and family. Well, thank you, Emma. We're glad for your success and appreciate your support very much. And Manna wrote, I listen to you on Hay House Radio, and yes, you should have 2 hours. We need you. Well, thank you, Manna, and I agree. So we'll see about those 2 hours this year. All right, we could take the entire show just reading your wonderful comments and letters, but that's all the time we're going to use today. That said, I do invite you to opine by leaving comments on my website, emailing me at Eldon, E-L-D-O-N, at EldonTaylor.com, and or by joining me on Facebook. I tend to post daily on Facebook, so if you use it, please do join me there. I want you to know that I do read all of your letters, and they do impact our programming. So even though we can't get them on the air, I want once again to thank you. Now to today's show, Resolution Solutions. You know, every year the theme of the first couple of weeks or so, in nearly all forms of media, seems to pivot somewhat around the notion of newness, the idea of change, the nature of resolutions, and then the embarrassment of failing to keep them, but once again. Every year, like some perennial dream, the new year invites new resolutions. Statistically speaking, most resolutions fail. According to data published by Psych Central, the most popular New Year's goals that people set are, first, 37% will start to exercise. Second, 13% will eat better. And third, 7% will reduce the consumption of alcohol, caffeine, and other drugs, and of course that includes stop smoking. According to the same survey, 75% who make a resolution fail on the first attempt, and 67% make more than one resolution. So from a purely statistical perspective, Australia. He opened with this paraphrased question. Can people actually just sit down on New Year's Day and make a resolution that they'll keep? Just that simple? Now, you know, I would like to tell everyone yes, because I'd like to be encouraging. But the fact is, the likelihood of deciding suddenly on New Year's Day that you're going to make some significant change is nil to none. However, the idea of making resolutions on New Year's Day is a great one, but here are some tips to being successful with those resolutions. First, make a plan. Let's say that on New Year's Day you sit for a while contemplating the past year and you decide that you want to finally stop smoking, or lose weight, or manage your money better, or build a stronger personal relationship ad infinitum. Go ahead and make the resolution, but don't attempt to begin immediately. Instead of beginning immediately, follow these five proven steps. First, as I said, begin by making a plan. Your plan should have increments in it, some reasonable timetables. You might want to give yourself 1 week to create a tally sheet, another couple of days to visualize completely a mental movie of your success, another couple of weeks to rehearse your movie, set some realistic marks in your progress so that you're reducing, as in the instance of smoking, you'll stop on a given day or you'll reduce on a given day. Make these all realistic and make them a part of your plan. Do a tally sheet then as item two. And in the tally sheet, list in one column all the pluses and in another the minuses to your resolution. Make sure the pluses outweigh the minuses, both quantitatively and qualitatively. Now, that's important. You may have to take some time to think about it. And as you think it through, as you work it out, you'll begin to feel the advantages to this resolution. And that's a part of what fires the conviction to follow through. Third, change the context. For example, if cigarettes are your friend in your mind, then understand that this is absolutely untrue. Read about the harmful effects, the addiction process, the deliberate aims of tobacco companies to enslave you, the cost of smoking, and so forth. Put the proper context around your goal. Remember the context model I've shared with you so many times. The saliva in your mouth is wonderful, but that saliva in a glass in front of you is spit that you don't want to drink back. That's a context change. Exactly the same thing, but in a different context. Item four, make a mental movie. Image what everything will be like when you are successful. If it's smoking cessation, then see yourself free, really free. You know, my wife said to me, we went to a wonderful movie over the weekend, over the holiday, War Horse, and I tell you, that is a great movie. It's not about war. It's about love. It's about hope. It's about loyalty. It is just a fantastic movie, but I'm not here to plug the movie. But nevertheless, as we were leaving, my wife said, I can't believe that we spent so many years together before we started going to indoor movies. They are so much more enjoyable than, you know, movie at home on the DVD or the Blu-ray, etc. And I said to her, well, we didn't go because I smoked. The idea of sitting in a theater for two and a half, 3 hours and not having a cigarette, or having to get up and run outside and having a cigarette in the middle of a climatic event going on in the movie, no, you just don't go to them. So, you know, think of how free you would be. Image how you will feel, how you will smell, how you will look, the pride you will have, and so on. Imagine in detail and put it all into action. See yourself in your workplace, after work, at home, at play, and so on. And fifth, finally, use some technology to assist you. There's lots of technology out there. We think of our InterTalk technology as the resolution solution, because it changes the way you talk to yourself and thereby your self-expectation, making change possible from the inside out. Indeed, many consider InterTalk the magic bullet. In some ways, it is precisely that. So today, we will be giving InterTalk programs away to every caller who reaches us during the show. Here is the deal. You can phone in and share your InterTalk success story, and we'll give you your choice of any InterTalk CD or set for doing so. Or you can call in with a goal, your resolution, or your problem, and I think of problems as opportunities, and we will outfit you with the InterTalk technology that we think is suitable for your desired outcome. You can join us by calling toll-free 1-866-254-1579, and international callers can dial the country code, then 760-918-4300. All right, Ravinder, before we go to the phones, why don't we begin by having you tell us what InterTalk is, how it works. And as I said at the top of the show, I'm going to let you be the guest today. I'm going to play the host. And I'll just ask you a few questions as we go along. How's that?
Interesting. You are the expert on InterTalk, and you're going to interview me on InterTalk. Well, that's cool, because InterTalk happens to be one of my favorite subjects, and I should be able to talk about it, because I've been talking on the phone about it for the last 20-odd years.
More than that, but yes.
InterTalk works by priming how you talk to yourself. The example I always give people is, you know, if you're having a bad day, you're normally going around, you know, we talk to ourselves constantly. And on a bad day, that self-talk is normally, I'm tired, I'm fed up, I wish I was at home, my feet hurt, I can't be bothered, I hate this. You know, that kind of stuff goes on constantly.
Right.
Well, InterTalk simply primes it, like priming a pump. And it changes that talk from the inside out. So you think that it's coming from within you, and it is coming from within you by the time, you know, it's fully primed. But it changes that talk to whatever the affirmations on the program can be. So, you know, if I'm feeling grumpy, which I do get sometimes.
Nah, not you.
I will put on the depression program. I call the depression program the being cheerful program. So I play that. I actually had an example of that one day. You know, we were working in the office, and I was just in a bad mood, and I was playing, you know, I think I actually played Joy of Humor. I was playing it for quality control purposes. And about an hour into this, now this day I was truly grumpy. But an hour into it, I turned to a colleague and said, isn't this fun? And I caught myself. It's like, where did that come from? But you know what? I am feeling better. This is fun now. And that was just with playing the program for an hour. So I'm not saying that, you know, everything works that quickly. This was, you know, a very different kind of, but this was just a small event, a small example. So that was why I had the results that quickly. But it works by changing your self-talk. And there's been a great deal of research done on the mind-body connection and, you know, the advantages of a positive attitude. Well, this just taps right into that. And I have seen personally remarkable changes using the program.
You know, just this morning, I took our son to school. And as you know, he has suffered from a school phobia. And the schools have been very good at working with us. But in sort of that old way that they talk about the mechanic is the last one to work on his automobile.
Yep.
And so it's, you know, we kind of skipped the idea of doing a custom program for him, doing a program just for school phobia. And so we dealt with, you know, all the desensitization methods and so forth. And progress was pretty good, but it still was there. It was something we dealt with on a regular basis. And then we brought him in. Dad, I guess, had a finally somebody hit him on the head with a sledgehammer.
Not me, I promise.
And we brought him in. I sat him down and said, okay, you know, what goes through your mind when you do this? And he started listing, you know, the things that went through his mind. School's coming, his stomach would tie up. What would happen? What if there was this? What, you know, all these negative things that would start through his head. So, you know, I said to him, and this is a standard of what we do in custom programs, a standard of how we create programs, a mutually exclusive set of affirmations to the thought process that is so disruptive. So I said to him, what would you like to go through your head? And we started writing affirmations together. Now, this morning I took him to school, and he's, of course, coming off of a long Christmas holiday, 2 weeks. And you and I know that has always been dreaded. That is like going back to school first day. That is, you know, terrifying. Not today. You know, he's laughing and joking about how he used to feel. But most importantly, what I hear coming out of him are the actual affirmations that are on that program. And he's played that program 24/7 in his room since we created it. It just goes nonstop. But that's when you really realize, and I've had that same experience several times, that, you know, when you're working on an area and you're trying to change a self-defeating thought pattern, you know, that pattern that says, I can't, I'm not smart enough, I'm too stupid, I've never been able, you know, how do I do this? You know, I need help. That pattern that for all and purposes, all intent and purposes, defines us as less than our true potential. When you're working on that, then suddenly that stream of consciousness changes, clicks in, and you get that reassuring coming from the inside. You can do this. This is easy. I'm calm. I'm relaxed. This is great. I'm having fun. When that happens, it's just like magic. I think we need to go to the telephones. Are you ready to do your first caller?
Okay, let's go for it.
All right. On line one, we have Loretta from Greenbush, Michigan. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment, and Happy New Year, Loretta.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you, too, and thank you for taking my call. I have a lot of difficulty actually sticking with whether it be a resolution or what I'm trying to get accomplished. And recently I've gone through quite a few really major life changes, and now I'm on a fixed income, living 3.5 hours away from where I had been living for over 30 years, and trying to get almost impossibly finances to be able to take care of myself once again, now that I'm not working. And I can tell myself, well, you know, you're going to keep a balance, and I'll be right down to it, and then it just goes by the wayside. It's like trying, the stick-to-itiveness isn't there.
Okay, and now I take it you're on a fixed income. That's what you're saying. You've retired, and you're receiving a fixed income, and you're not budgeting that fixed income the way you, in a way that you're happy with. Is that, have I got that right?
Correct. I mean, because I had to move, and now I'm, you know, I have certain things. Now this is the first month that I will have been in this new house with, you know, the new bills.
Uh-huh. Do you intend on doing anything at all, Loretta, or are you retired completely and just going to receive
I'm on disability. Uh-huh. I've been trying to do things, crocheting. I've actually been interested. There's a hospice center nearby and a battered women's shelter nearby that I have been looking into myself to. Those things hit my heart because
those are wonderful things to volunteer at. Yes. Uh-huh. You know, Loretta, what comes to my mind is, of course, a common problem with lots of people. And you know, we call it money management. And we have a program that's specifically designed for that. When you're on a fixed income, you have to live by a budget. It's just that simple. And you have to make hard choices and set priorities. And then, you know, you must approach it with an attitude that is rather finite. When we have income capability, we can tend to think of it differently. And if we get in a little bit of trouble, well, maybe we borrow it here. But when you get to that point where you're going to be living on a fixed income, the most important thing for you to do is manage money. As I said, we have a program on that, and I'm going to send you that program today. We also have a program, I think, that you may find genuinely helpful that is designed, you know, for peace of mind, just a sense of good, you know, well-being, so that what you're doing and what you're going through right now need not be a painful change in your life. It can be the kind of thing that you actually find more enjoyment in than you have in anything in your life. And then, you know, you mentioned a couple of great opportunities to do charity work. I don't think you're going to find, you know, that to be income work. But I can tell you from my personal experience that if your heart leads you there and you go there and you share and care with the people that you find there, that, you know, money can't buy you the reward that you get out of that. How's that, Loretta?
I agree with that. That's great, because I do like where I'm living, and I do want to be able to enjoy every moment that I'm here.
Well, and wonderful.
I think that'll help.
All right, and we wish you the very best, and you stay on the line, and our producer, Joe, will get your information, and like I say, we'll get that package out to you. It'll go out later today or tomorrow, so you'll get it right away. And Happy New Year. Thanks for listening
to
Provocative Enlightenment. Thank you. Okay, Ravinder, we have about, you know, 1 minute before we go to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to do nothing but take telephone lines. Okay?
And chat room questions.
You know, okay. I don't know about that. You've got lots of phones here. Okay, but what would you like to say in concluding remarks before we get back to, before we go to break, about InnerTalk?
It's the best thing out there. No, I would say, you know, just be specific about your goals. I say that time and time again with whatever you want to do. When your inner goals are in line with your outer goals, so what it is that you say that you want, but what your subconscious wants as well, when the two are in line together, you will be successful. If they are out of whack, you will self-destruct, have self-sabotaging techniques coming in place. You will defeat your best intentions. So get your inner goals and your outer goals in line, and you will soar.
You got that right. Okay, when we come back, we're going to do nothing but take your phone calls. We appreciate you. So you're listening to Provocative Enlightenment on Hay House Radio. We're discussing resolutions, how to make them and how to keep them, and we'll be right back after these words from some of our friends.
Unlock the power of your mind. This is Provocative Enlightenment with Eldon Taylor.
And welcome back. If you just joined us, we are discussing the psychology of achievement, what's behind our resolutions, and why we so often fail at keeping them. More importantly, today we are giving tools away to help you succeed. But before we get back to the show, I want to invite you to like our Facebook fan page for Provocative Enlightenment Radio. As a fan of the show, you will receive special announcements and incentives from time to time as our way of thanking you for your support. I would also like to invite you to join me on Facebook while you're there, and of course, you can follow me on Twitter. Now, back to the show. I promised that we would go straight to the telephones, and I know that Ravinder has a couple questions out of the chat room, but so we're going to try and do both. But we have on we have Dee from Allentown, Pennsylvania, on the phone, and we're going to take Dee's phone call now. Dee, how are you? Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you very much. I'd like to share a success story. I've purchased quite a few Inner Talk programs, and one of the ones that I purchased was about the skin, a clear skin. Uh-huh. And I had shingles, and I've also had a transplant. So I had shingles, and I had really bad discoloration. And so once I started using that program, I started noticing that my the discoloration started blending in with my natural tone. And I, all of a sudden, when I would listen to it, I felt like I wanted to drink more water. So just more healthier way of living, so something that was more healthier for my skin. I got introduced to different products while I was on that program, and so it's done wonders for me. Basically,
that's wonderful.
Gained my self-confidence back, and I just thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Well, it's indeed our pleasure. We're thrilled for your success. Now, what Inner Talk CD or set of CDs can we give you for calling us today?
Right now I feel like as far as my career is concerned that I feel a little lost and lack a little bit of motivation. So perhaps something that would direct me or help me be a little more motivated.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm not going to send you one CD or two CDs. I'm going to send you 9 in the Pillars of Success collection. That's
wow.
A 200, 200, what is it, 260?
250. 269.
Whatever it is. Anyhow, it's on its way to you, Dee, so don't you hang up. You stay on the phone, and Joe will get your details, and that'll go out to you today or tomorrow morning for sure. And Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so much.
All right, let's go to line 2 and catch Annalisa out of Toronto, Ontario. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment, Anna.
Hi, thank you, Eldon, for taking my call today.
Indeed.
I have never used your Inner Talk CDs, but 2 years ago I had a baby and I did hypnobirthing, and from listening to your shows and using the hypnobirthing process, I definitely have been open to hypnosis.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very curious in terms of your Inner Talk CDs, in terms of maybe what it can do with my life now, whereas I'd like to, increase my self-esteem on a whole, and also just recapture the essence of me from a health perspective to wealth and being a new mother and just recapturing the essence of me and becoming a strong woman in this world and being able to get back.
Wonderful ambition. I'll tell you what. Now, we do a lot of hypnosis programs as well as subliminal. Indeed, one of the new books that I have coming with Hay House is, and it comes later in 2012, fall of 2012, isn't it, Ram? Is all about hypnosis. So since you've used hypnosis, this is what I'm going to suggest. I am going to send you our self-hypnosis learning set that's... it teaches the power of self-hypnosis. So you don't have to go to the hypnotist. You can use it yourself. And there are several exercises and suggestions in there that will assist you in tailoring it to whatever your specific needs are. But in addition, I'm going to send you a program. This is just a pure Inner Talk program. I know you will love it. Forever Fit Thin young, and healthy. It's a program specifically designed for the kind of situation you're describing, coming back off of, having a child and rebuilding, the confidence, the self-esteem, getting back into the world. I think it's great. Ravinder, can you think of another program that would be befitting here?
I think that's fabulous. Esteem, actually, she started off talking about esteem. And I'm going to kill two birds with one stone here, because we do have a question from Margaret in the chat room as well that says, what's the best program to start with? Well, that's, a really big question. But when you think about esteem is the most fundamental issue for everybody. Esteem is a program that I play myself periodically whenever I'm, feeling a little bit off center. So I would definitely send Annalisa Esteem, and Margaret, because I took your question as well, I will send you the Esteem as well, because that is one of the best places to start with. You have to be happy with yourself. Without that, you have nothing.
That's great. Now, the self-hypnosis has an esteem-building exercise in it. But since it is a new year, we will throw in the whole work. So that's great. How's that, Annalisa?
Oh, fantastic.
Now here's the deal, okay? I would like you to call me back and, give it, you're going to get a lot of products. So let's say 60 days from now. I'd like to hear how you did using the program since you've never used them before, okay?
Okay, fantastic. I will do.
All right. You stay on the line. And again, Joe will get your details, and this will go out to you today or tomorrow, all right?
Great.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay, let's go to Jackie from Brooklyn, New York on line 3. Jackie, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. How are you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call, and I'm fine.
Good. What can we do for you?
My question is abundance.
Uh-huh.
I have been meditating on abundance and trying to draw more money into my life, and nothing has happened. I'm always short with money and everything.
I could tell you so many stories about the program I'm going to send you.
Oh, good.
I'm going to send you two programs. And whenever, all of you out there, whenever I send you a program, you get it two ways. You get both in a music version and a nature version.
Wonderful.
So when you open your CD, there's two CDs in each of these cases. But I'm going to send you one, Millionaire Orbit. I think it's a fantastic program. And the reason for that is it's really based on Napoleon Hill's work, Think and Grow Rich. I love that book.
There you go.
I love the ideas.
I read that book,
It's a great one. All right. And the other one is Attracting Prosperity. Now, that's the program that, people talk about the mind being a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how many people have sent us testimonies about prosperity. They have suddenly found $100 bills in their jacket that couldn't have been in their jacket. They have won lotteries with tickets that they picked up on the sidewalk. Incredible stories.
Wow.
And sometimes I read these stories and I say, that's got to be a coincidence.
No.
But there's a point where it just goes beyond coincidence.
Yes.
I use the program. Ravinder uses it. It's a great one. We're going to send them both to you. How's that, Jackie?
Oh,
you got anything you want to add to that, Rev?
I always come down to the very practical as well, though, because you have to do in order to get. So I would add in strategic planning and peak performance.
Your favorite.
It is my favorite. It helps me. Things just get done when I use that program, and I do use it a lot, especially when I get stuck on something. Suddenly I break through, and I have answers. I have solutions. I have things to do. And I get it done, and that can be the most amazing. I will share a funny story on that program with you. I did have a really urgent job. This was actually a tax job, so this was top of my urgent pile. But it had been top of my urgent pile for like 6 months. It was really, I don't know why I couldn't get to it, but I couldn't get to it. Then one night I played this strategic planning all night long while I slept. I'm not sure why I decided to put it on, but I did. The following morning, I got out of bed. I went downstairs. I did the job. It was done in 10 minutes.
Oh,
I had
wow.
been delaying it for 6 months. It was urgent, but yeah. So strategic planning and peak performance is my favorite program, and it will put action behind everything that you want to do for prosperity as well.
There you go. That'll get you out on the sidewalk hunting for those jackpot tickets.
No, are you guys going to send me that too?
Yes, we are, Jackie.
Oh, that's a blessing.
So you're going to get it all.
Because
and we appreciate you listening. Uh-huh. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I've been trying to write a novel for I don't know how long, and I think that that CD will help me.
It will.
Okay, well, I'm just going to have to throw in another one then. You know, I'm going to throw in one of my favorites. It's called Creative Writing. I can give you a list of books that have been written on the back of that CD, and not books just by me, by some great authors.
Oh, wonderful.
So, okay, now you've got a package coming
to
you.
I'm so blessed.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Jackie.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it so much.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, let's going right on, go to line four and talk to, I guess it's Haley, is it? Again in Brooklyn. Is that, have I got that right? Is it Haley?
Yes, it's Haley.
Hi, Haley. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment. What can we do for you?
Well, I had a really, really tough, I guess, 18 months. I got divorced. I got in a really serious car accident. And I just started to come out of it I found Louise Hay and started coming out of it and now I'm getting to the point where I feel all better most of the time. But, you know, trying to up my self-esteem and stick to a diet and exercise plan so that my injuries from my car accident can be better. And I just really have a hard time because I make these, you know, resolutions like, okay, you're going to exercise, you're going to, you know, meditate and do the things that make you feel better. And then I do for a few days and I feel great and it just sort of slacks off. And I was just listening to your show, and I thought maybe some subliminal suggestions might help.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you more than just subliminal. I'm going to send you a complete library. It's called Wellness, Just a State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are a number of physicians in this country that give this program. I mean, they recommend it to their patients day in and day out. It's a multi-CD program. Includes a book. It will provide exactly what you're looking for. You will have InterTalk programs in there for exercise and for, esteem, taking care of yourself, self-healing, accelerated healing. But you also have a fully cognitive approach designed to facilitate understanding what's involved by way of changing how you view yourself in terms of how that directly impacts the physiology. I think you'll find it enjoyable. It's got a great little book that comes with it. Ravinder, do you want to add on to this one, Mrs. Santa Claus?
Mrs. Santa Claus. I love being Santa Claus. I totally do. You know, you're talking about sticking to your goals. Well, of course, I have to go for my number one, strategic planning.
You want to put
that one
in there, too?
Most certainly.
All right. Well, so you're getting Wellness, Just a State of Mind. That's a complete collection. I think it's a $150, $200 collection. I don't remember how much it is. And a double CD set today. Merry Christmas, Haley. Now, do us a favor. Do call us back.
You've got
a large library coming out. Do call us back and let us know how these things work for you. We like to hear that. And bad or indifferent. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much. I will let you know.
All right. Our pleasure. Now, you stay on the line, and Joe will get your details, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's move right on and go to Connie in Olympia, Washington, right here in our backyard. Welcome to Provocative Enlightenment, Connie.
Hi there, Eldon. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've just really been enjoying the show. I have to say, your generosity to the callers has been amazing, and it's just listening to all the just all the possibilities for what your programs offer. I know I use the Serenity CD every single night before I go to bed. I made an MP3 download and just have my headphones on, and it helps me sleep so well. And I've always been so excited to, you know, try other ones. That one I only bought recently. And anyways, I just am really excited to talk with you.
Well, wonderful. We're glad to have you on the air with us. So what can we help you with today? And I love to hear about the CD, sleeping. I use that too. So
I love it.
What can we help you with, Connie?
Well, I am trying to break a bad habit. I've been staying home with my kids for the last 6 years. About 3 years ago, I thought I probably wanted to get my way back into the workforce. And I just really haven't had very much luck. Haven't been trying really hard because I'm a mother of three, and so that keeps me pretty busy as it is. But
right.
I've gotten into a really bad habit of, especially over the holidays, even of having a few glasses of wine every single night, and I've really started to feel physically bad about it and mentally bad about it. But I'm thinking in the new year I need to really stop that habit. But it's difficult, and I liked your ideas at the beginning of the program about, rather than just jumping in, about really visualizing yourself and preparing for that. And I think I need to do that, but that's really the area that I most need some help with.
Okay, well, and I'm going to tell you what now. First of all, I am as guilty at wanting to imbibe my red wine in the evening as anyone on the planet. and I relate to what you mean by it can be a struggle. And so what I've done for myself, for what it's worth, is I allow myself 2-3 nights a week that I'll have 1-2 glasses, no more. But, then I've got 2-3 nights a week that I'm not having any wine whatsoever, even though your physician often tells you, that's a great thing to do. All right.
Yeah.
Now, how I did it is what I'm going to send to you. Now, first of all, because Ravinder's going to give it to you. Anyway, we're going to send you strategic planning and peak performance, okay? So you can't make this plan. Now, it'll be interesting to see what she comes up with this time, okay? We have a program that is designed particularly for substance abuse. And I'm going to send that together with a program that is designed for changing habits. You're going to get 3 different CDs, actually 6 CDs, 3 different dual sets of CDs that will address the drinking issue, and I'm sure you'll find that they work very, very well. That said, now, you also gave me a testimony. So you're entitled to a CD or CD set of your choice. So what would you like to add into it?
Oh, my gosh. Boy, because when I'm on your website, there's so many choices. Could I ask you or Ravinder to make a suggestion?
Sure. Ravinder, what would you like to suggest?
What would I suggest in there? There is Esteem. I think of Esteem and Fears. Those are also 2 programs that I use a lot because they help you relax. I think at the end of the day, when you're... if you want the wine to help you relax, then you need to let go of stuff. Remember, with our programs, they don't work on a problem specifically. They work on someone who doesn't have a problem. They work on the profile of the image of someone who doesn't have a problem. So the Fears program can just be one to help you relax and let go. So Fears and Esteem,
I think, that's
what I
wonderful.
Would do.
Okay.
Perfect.
And she's getting back into the workplace. Are you actively seeking to do that, Haley?
Yeah.
Get back into the workplace?
It's Connie.
I am.
Oh, I'm sorry, Connie. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I was just confused for a second. Yes, as a matter of fact, funny that you should say that, because I was just sending off my resume. I sent off 2 resumes this morning. So, yeah, I'm actively working on it.
All right, so we'll complete the Santa Claus basket by adding in the program Finding the Perfect Job.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
And we have some really incredible testimonies on that program already. It's basically, I guess the program's now a couple of years old. But, it's only been out a little over a year, hasn't it? So
yeah.
It's a new program, but we have some incredible testimonies. So you be sure and let us know. Give us your feedback on those when you get them, Connie. And have fun. You're going to have a lot of programs to work with.
I can hardly wait. I cannot thank you much enough. Thank you very, very
Our
much.
Our pleasure.
I wish
Happy
you
New
all
Year.
A happiest of New Year's, too. All right. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Bye. Okay. If we go to Louise in Washington, D.C. Louise, welcome to Provocative Enlightenment.
Well, thank you so much. It's such a blessing to talk to you today, Eldon.
It's our pleasure.
Well, I have something. I was listening to the last caller, and you said that it's not for someone who has a problem, and I do.
Okay.
I was diagnosed in the 80s with bipolar, mm-hmm. and I have 2 children. I'm in my late 50s at this point. Two children in their early 20s who both have this malady. And a 12-year-old who has ADHD. And I need to be the lead in trying to help people with this malady. And the first one is me, to help myself. And so...
Are you currently under the care of a physician?
Yeah, I am. But
and on medication?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And does that go for your older children, too, the two in their 20s?
One of them, she's just kind of lost in space right now. I send prayers and love, but she doesn't really, she's had some trouble with the law, and she's, I'm not sure exactly where she's residing now. She had been in a shelter, but, you know. She doesn't want to be on the medication, but I think as a requirement of what happened to her, they are making sure that she stays on something. When I have seen her, she looks like a zombie, and my son is kind of the same way. He's obese now. He's ballooned his weight. And wants me to help with him getting off the meds because he believes it's a spiritual awakening and not bipolar.
Okay.
And I'm a single mom, and I'm unable to comply with that. So.
All right, this is you know, first of all, I have to say, Louise, I have great sympathy, empathy for where you are. And we don't really have anything that addresses bipolar disorders. What we do have are ways, as Ravinder indicated, ways of educating around some situations. So staying right with the bipolar, the first thing I'm going to send you is our self-hypnosis training set. And the reason for that is it will teach you to relax, and it will give you post-hypnotic suggestions that teach you to control impulses. Hypnosis has been a preferred modality in dealing with bipolar disorder. So this will assist you in gaining that skill.
Okay,
I'm also going to send you, and listen, hey, pass it on to your children, okay?
Yes.
I'm also going to send you programs called Personal Peace. I'm going to send you another program that's an accelerated healing program. We have all kinds of glorious testimonials on that. And then I'm sending you a program for your 12-year-old that we have run a tight double-blind study on and absolutely know will assist him. It's ADHD. So that's your package. And it will go
great.
Out to you later today or tomorrow. And we're just flat out of time. So I'm going to have to say, thanks for calling, but stay on the line. Joe will get your information, and this package will go out to you again later today or tomorrow. Okay? Happy New Year. All right, Ravinder, we have you got 15 seconds.
15 seconds. I would say if you want any assistance in choosing programs for yourself, feel free just to call our offices. That's 1-800-964-3551. If I'm not first up on the phones, you can ask for me, and I'll be happy to assist you. Please don't ask for free CDs over the phone, though, because we can only do this while we're on the air. We get buried.
Okay, we've come to the end of another hour of Provocative Enlightenment. I thank you all for being here. Most importantly, remember, wherever you are in the world, believing in yourself always matters.